Your Highness.
You sent for me, Your Grace. True. I don't know another in this court you would send for at this hour. You sound worn. Has something happened? Ah, tonight's feast. Yes. Our king does enjoy putting on a spectacle. Noblemen visiting from worlds over, and he insists on that idiotic jester and his dancing dogs as the evening's entertainment. He's content to turn this court into a circus, isn't he? No, there's something else bothering you. I can tell. My lady, tell me. Did he shame you? Introduced you to his guests, as if you were part of the meal. He called you his crown jewel. That bastard king, you are not his ornament, my lady, not some jeweled necklace he can wear to impress his hunting companions. I apologize, my lady. I've spoken out of turn. It's just, you know how the king's behavior upsets me at times. Well, here with me, you know you don't have to pretend or entertain anymore, or you need not smile until your jaw hurts with me, or laugh when you want to scream. Here you are loved, not for the name you were born with, not for the crown you wear, but simply because I love you. You saw me today? What do you mean, my lady? Oh, in the training grounds, yes. Well, the visiting Prince Arlandin wasn't quite worth the bruise I wanted to give him. He's a poor swordsman, and an even poorer prince. He deserved that fall in the mud after his behavior during the jousts. Do you often watch me in the training grounds? Up here in your chambers, looking down on me in secret? Then I shall take note. It's a pleasure to know I'm being watched by such beautiful eyes. I must admit, you've grown bold with your looks these last weeks, Your Grace. What do I mean, my lady? Do not think you are so coy. I might stand in front of your throne at court, but I can always feel your eyes on me. And I look forward to our stolen glances on those days you hold the royal audience. Just admiring the carvings on your breastplate, you said. Just say the word. Say it, Your Grace, and you know I will ride away with you tonight. You would never have to bear the weight of that crown again. I know. I know you can't, even if your heart begs you to. But, Your Grace, I fear you devote too much of yourself to a king that does not love you back. I despise the way he ponies you around like a prize he's won, pretending he sees a queen when all he really sees is a womb to bear his heirs. My lady, the door is barred and locked. You can speak freely. You can say how you truly feel. Why summon me, Your Grace? to ache beside you, to guard your chamber, knowing I cannot give you the love you deserve. Fine. If you do not feel like speaking, then allow me. When you are not near, I am only half alive. I know you feel similarly. I imagine it sometimes, a world where I don't have to bow to a despicable king, where I can take your hand in front of the court, where we can laugh freely and be freely. We would no longer have to kiss in secret nor in shadow. You would know what it is to be loved without duty, without expectation. You've told me on many nights such as this that you once dreamed of being loved in such a manner. Not adorned, nor claimed. Chosen. Cherished. You are so much more than your crown. You're frightened. What of? Growing old beside a man you'll never love. Becoming someone you don't recognize. Then don't. Be mine in all the ways you can, even if it's only between these walls, between breaths. Don't allow him in the weight of that crown to snuff out this fire. Yes, of course, I'll stay tonight. Of course, my lady. Join you in your bed. My lady, you don't want the dirt of my armor to stain your bed silks. Well, then I'll need your assistance in removing them. Apologies, my grace, I still have the stink of the day's hunt on me. Yes, I imagine it's preferable to the drunken king's breath. May I help you as well? The king does not assist you in undressing. Fool. Come, lay against me. We will have our time, my lady. I give you my word. A day will come when that world I've imagined will be ours. That is true, yes. He has the throne, the crown, the name. And I have the shadows, your secret, your silence. But he does not have your love. He could conquer 100 kingdoms and still never earn what you give me in a single glance. I will be here at your side so long as you will have me. I'll not leave your side if the gods demanded it. Let me hold you, my lady. Let me cherish these moments when my skin is upon yours, brief as they are. No, you did not dream me. I am here. I am flesh. I bleed for you. I ache for you. Let me show you how real I am. I've craved this for so long, my lady. It's been days. far too many days since I've last kissed you. I've wanted for you. I've become desperate for you. May I touch you? Feel that warm pleasure between your legs. Do you desire me as much as I desire you? Oh, God, you're crazy. Oh, you are. God, you are wet. Allow me to let you feel as he cannot. Oh, God. Oh, let me stroke you. Your grace. Oh, I crave to make you moan, to make you sigh and whimper up against my mouth. Oh, you deserve so much more than he gives you. So warm, so wet and sweet. I only want to make you feel good. I only want to show you the love I feel for you. Oh, yes, my lady, you want it faster. Faster. Yes, I can give you anything you want. I'll give you anything you desire. Oh, gods, yes. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, my lady. Oh, yes. Yes, I love you. I love you so. Oh, no matter what happens, you are mine. And I am yours. Yes, cling on to me. Hold on to me. Oh, that's right. Yes. 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 Hold you in my arms. I will touch you again. Just breathe, my lady. Oh, breathe. Of course I'll stay with you tonight. I'll take my leave before your maids come in the morning. And I'll always be here for you.